A passion for the classroom was only one reason 21-year-old tertiary student Jess Walker enrolled in primary teaching at Melbourne's Monash University.
I don't think teaching will be one of those careers or professions that gets wiped out by technology. We can't replace a teacher with a robot. It's just not going to happen. So I think being in a teacher profession is always going to be a stable career.
Her assessment is accurate, according to Monash University Associate Professor Chandra Shah, who co-authored a study exploring job openings in Australia's transforming labour sector. He says the study, conducted by the National Centre for Vocational Education Research, found teachers, accountants and healthcare workers will account for the majority of professional roles in 2024.
The main drivers of job openings in any occupation are, first of all, growth, and secondly, need to replace people who leave the occupation permanently.
The study analysed 97 occupations across 87 industries and found in all an extra 1.9 million people will be employed by 2024, with the healthcare sector tipped to become the largest employer. Many of those new jobs will be linked to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The decline of the Australian dollar and demand for Australian produce is likely to see job openings in the farming and agriculture sector, but not only for hands-on work. Andrew Lay runs Sprout X, which mentors and supports start-up agriculture technology businesses. He says technology is transforming jobs on the land.
It's the first time ever that you can actually have a digitised farm. So farming's increasingly becoming a digital space. So perhaps a lot of farmers are basically becoming software engineers and tinkering around with hardware and things like that. So it's starting to get incredibly technical as people digitise and get away from a lot of manual labour.
The study coincides with the release of labour force figures, which Jobs and Innovation Minister Michaelia Cash says revealed an additional 5,000 jobs created in March.
Employment for the last 12 months is at 3% growth. That is almost twice the decade average of 1.6%. In relation to the last 12 months, we've seen the economy create approximately 367,000 jobs.
The unemployment rate remains at 5.5%.